On this vote, the yeas are 79.
That's what it sounded like last night as the U.S. Senate passed that massive $95 billion foreign aid package, including $61 billion for Ukraine, as that Eastern European country continues to attempt to repel its Russian invaders. Let's take a moment to talk with someone who has spent a lot of time in Ukraine, fulfilling a promise to a friend to come back and help if Russia ever invaded. Retired Peoria police officer Pat Shearer spent a lot of time delivering food and other aid to Ukrainians and help refugees get out of the country when he wasn't enjoying his retirement in the tiny town of Strawberry. So, Pat, good to talk to you again. First, your reaction to the passage of the bill and what you'd like to see that money spent on in Ukraine.
Well, good morning. I was very happy to find out that they finally passed it. I was hoping it would have happened earlier, but I was excited to see that it did finally happen. I knew we would do it. We always seem to do the right thing, just maybe not as fast as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the money, you know, I've read about it and, you know, what money goes where. And, of course, you know, it isn't all going to Ukraine. It's going to some other countries also. But the majority of it, from what is going for humanitarian stuff and things like that, but there is an allotted amount for the military. They can hold the line.
Pat, your signal is breaking up a little bit. Hopefully, this connection will improve a bit. But what are you hearing from your friends and your contacts over in Ukraine about what their biggest needs are right now, just for the people living there?
I know that they're very worried about what was going on with the military, that they were running short on munitions and stuff that they needed, and they were really watching this Congress about, you know, whether this bill would get passed, and they were starting to get pretty worried because things, you know, the things are, you know, getting worse for them. I'm sure I haven't talked to anybody directly since it's passed, but I'm sure they're excited about it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting about Pat is I think you originally, at least in the discussions you and I have had off the air, you originally thought you were going to maybe go over there and fight because you're not only a retired police officer, you served in the U.S. Army, but you ended up actually just, you know, delivering aid and helping refugees out.
That's where the biggest need was at the moment, right, Pat? I mean, evacuating people out of Ukraine while the bombing was going on.
Yeah, it was. I went over there with the intention to fight. You know, not really thinking about my age and, you know, things like that. But it was definitely. I knew where my place was as I was going in, and just, I mean, literally thousands and thousands coming out, and I'm the only one going in, and just, you know, seeing that they needed help. They were, you know, just, it was chaos. And I think I was in the right place at the right time.
I'm gonna ask you a slightly political question, but, you know, if you don't feel comfortable answering it, that's fine. But I would like to know why you think there has been so much hesitation on the part of Republicans to up the aid to Ukraine.
Good question. Being a Republican, that's one thing that I definitely disagreed on. And in the beginning, I could see that people were starting to politicize our helping Ukraine, and I could see the division. And I was pleading with people not to let it become a political thing, because this, you know, our country, we've always been that big brother, that person that you know, steps in to do the right thing at the right time. And when we start making it politics and like, hey, our side is against that, so don't be for that, you know, then it really creates a problem. And you know, as you can see, I mean, it held up this bill for a long time. And this isn't about politics. If I can tell you, any of the proponents to this bill have never spent any time in Ukraine with the people. Because there's no way, after spending time with these people, that you could ever be against assisting them. They're such wonderful and good hardworking people.
All right. Once again, that is Pat Shearer, retired Peoria police officer who spent many, many months in and out of Ukraine, aiding people by helping them get out of the country and delivering food and other essentials.
We got to go visit Pat up in Strawberry.
Yes, we do have to do that for sure. Absolutely.